I've just had a sharp lesson in the importance in keeping things simple on a boat. My daughter and her partner have just taken delivery of their first yacht. She's a 21-foot Harrison Butler gaff yawl, designed and built in 1926. She's been restored, and she arrived on a truck from the far west at Hamble on Saturday morning, all ready to be put together. The rig was a sort of do-it-yourself kit, and the boat was put off the truck, and there she sat in Port Hamble, surrounded by great monsters of modern boats with their fin keels and their gleaming plastic topsides, and there was this little tiny boat sitting in amongst them. And the boat was an absolute jewel, a darling of a boat, just perfectly formed. Harrison Butler was a very clever man. He was not a professional yacht designer. He was one of the great amateurs of the early 20th century, which Britain produced. And they came up with the most lovely designs, especially for small boats. Perfectly balanced boats, boats which have no vices and are a joy to be on at sea. Now, Harrison Butler was actually an eye surgeon. And if you wanted him to design you a boat, and you might well have done because he was famous and won a lot of design competitions, you had to write him a letter or go and see him. And if he liked you, and he liked the sound of your project, he might consider doing it for you. And do you know what was the charge? Absolute zero. There was no bill. You were simply invited to make a contribution to a charity of the doctor's choice, which might very often be perhaps the Church Organ Fund or something of that ilk. What a guy! And what wonderful boats he produced. Harrison Butler, look them up. They're spectacular. So, there sat the boat. The rig arrived as a sort of do-it-yourself kit. There was a nice-looking mast, amazingly light, a boom, a gaff, a mizzen and a mizzen boom, and a bowsprit too, and a great mountain of rope and wire. And we had to put it all together. So we set to, spat on our hands, and between us we did the whole thing. My daughter sorted out the boat down below while Dan and I worked away at the rig. We put the shrouds on. We sorted out all the servicing aloft, the services, the binding on the wire had all gone. It was all too old. They hadn't restored that bit, actually. And I had some fantastic marlin that I got in Norway. Nice tarred marlin. And we served it all up with that. So our hands smelt like the ancient sea. Absolutely wonderful. And we got all that done, and then we sussed out the halyards, decided they wouldn't do, and we rove up new halyards. Dan did the splices, and I measured them all up and whipped them, and we got them right. And then we worked out what was going to go where. We solved the mystery of the spreaders, and so it went on. As for electrics, there was just about nothing. There was a steaming light and a bit of a VHF aerial, and that was your lot, mate. So that didn't take much work, so we sorted them. And then we had a look at the boat down below, and all there was an engine, a one-cylinder engine. You put some diesel in that and turn it over, and so long as the diesel's clean, it's going to start. It's got no option, so that was no trouble. A couple of batteries with a bit of a switch, and an echo sounder. That's it. Nothing else. Nothing else to go wrong. But when you look at the boat, and you sit inside the boat, and you look at the perfection of the deck beams, the perfection of the way he's worked out the curve of the deckhead, and the excellence of the guys that built her, so that the sweep of the oak as it goes round follows the grain. The whole thing, it's a bijou. It's an absolutely lovely boat, and the curves of it are beyond belief. So we put her in the water yesterday. Actually, I played truant because I was away working with Yachting Monthly in the morning, doing a rig, oddly enough, on a modern yacht. My own, in fact. And what a load of complexity that was. And not much joy, really. It's all stainless steel and manky old aluminium and things. Where's the pleasure in that? As opposed to perhaps driving a new screw into a lovely piece of spruce and feeling it bite as it fits. What a delight. So, there we were. Boat went in yesterday. The rig went in after it. We put it all together. Everything fitted. And the boat's now sitting on the mooring in the Hamble. We went out there. She leaked a bit, but not too much. There's a little float switch on a simple electric bilge pump hooked up to a well-charged battery, and that'll take care of it for a few days till she takes up. Then she's going to be tight as a bottle, and you'll see her sailing the sparkling Solent. Lovely cream sails and a nice cream boat. Little gaff yawl with a cheeky little mizzen and a nicely proportioned mainsail. No topsail, single headsail. A peach of a boat. And it just makes me wonder sometimes what I've been doing all my life since I stopped having boats like that. As life's gone on, my boats have got more and more complex. And have I got happier? No, I haven't. I haven't had more fun with me clothes on than I can remember than what I've had this weekend. God bless the little boat, little Kingfisher. Long may she sail the seas.